Thank you very much. We are assembled here on this first day of the service with the Sri Swami Maharaj. So, just take the phone. I would like to. We have Isolis Vedavya Sri Swami Maharaj just arrived Melbourne this evening at 4 o'clock. So he's gracefully accepted to be amongst us to enlighten us on the chanting Hare Krishna, on the seminar of chanting. So let me give you a brief introduction of Maharaj, which most of us know of about Maharaj. He's been visiting Melbourne congregation and addressing on several occasions. So, Isolis Vedavya Sri Swami Maharaj was born in 1944, 1st of August 1944, and basically from the Gujarat province in India. Then later he moved to the South Africa along with his family for the studying of the research on biochemistry. And later Maharaj's family moved to USA, and within 1 week of arrival, Maharaj found the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the Maharaj was so attracted to the devotees and the congregation, then he moved into the temple and then he accepted the cult of Krishna consciousness. Since then Maharaj has been preaching, and he was given initiation by Srila Prabhupada, and the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And Maharaj has been serving this movement in various capacities, and as a traveling preacher in America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand provinces, as well as in the Gulf countries and all over India. Maharaj is currently based in Vrindavan, and he travels all over the world preaching this message of Krishna consciousness. So with not much delay, let's all welcome His Holiness Vedavya Sri Swami Maharaj by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
So Srila Prabhupada's main mission has been, according to the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, is to re-educate the whole humanity about their lost relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. For that, the relationship has to be established in the factual manner, and to sustain the relationship there should be a procedure or some kind of interaction should be there. And the aim of education is to resolve all the material problems, but it's not a big deal. But to attain the love of Godhead is the main aspect for which the entire education system is based on. That is the central pivot point. Cheto Darpana Marjanam is the means. But ultimate aim is that we gain our eternal relationship, loving relationship, not only that. So Srila Prabhupada introduces us to the efficacy of the holy name. What is in a name? If the name is so important, then any name can do. But let's see how this is being introduced. Next. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Next. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to bring the holy name and in the form of congregational chanting, that will be considered to be a sacrifice, which will be a purifying effort in order to understand the efficacy of the holy name. So he introduced congregational chanting, and then he gave his understanding on the absolute level, and he composed Sikshashtakam. 8 verses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his own writing, he did only this Sikshashtakam. He sang other bhajans too, but that was already written by somebody. He was a scholar, he was a teacher of grammar, logic, nyaya, means law. So many subjects, he was so much expert, but yet upon receiving the initiation from Ishwarpuri, he left everything. And he was imbued with the love of Godhead simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, this prophecy has been said that in Kali Yuga, because there are no scheduled incarnations, Krishna comes incognito. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangha Pangastra Parshadai Jagyaihi Sankirtanam Prahe Yajanti Sumedasa. And this foretelling of appearance of the Lord in the form of Lord incarnate, but came along with his Anga Shastra and Parshad associates. He has weapon also. The weapon was the holy name. But he came with associates. Here you see, this is the Panchatattva or Namatattva one, because they are all ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to disseminate the holy name. He himself was preaching, but he also wants others to preach. Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and start preaching. Otherwise, everybody wants to remain with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they don't want to give up his association. But preaching means teaching, education is very important. So, Nityananda Prabhu was sent there. In Shantipur, and his family members also involved, Advaita Acharya became very profound preacher. His lineage is there, but mostly now defunct, because they degraded from the path subsequently. Similarly, Gadadhar Pandit is also a preacher. We do not want to understand their internal feelings. That is a different subject matter. But they are preaching the glories of the holy name. And Srivas Thakur is also the preacher. So, whoever receives initiation, they must become preacher. This is how the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to be built. And what do you have to preach? Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Krishna's upadesh is there to glorify his holy name. Satatam kirtayanto maam yatantascha dradavrata namasyantascha maam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. This is the affirmative aspect that we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting all the functionality of Lord Shri Krishna. And he was the one to predict that पृथ्वीते आचे चतन्नत नगरादि ग्राम सर्वत्र प्रचार बहोबे मोराना. इन एवरी टाउन एंड विलेज माय होली नेम विल बी संग. सो दे पेव्ड द वे एंड द मूवमेंट इज कैरीड ऑन. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj in the recent time, Prabhupada's guru, he established 64 Gaudiya Mats in India. But Srila Prabhupada established how many matas? Oh, I'm sorry, not matas, his concentres. So many. In this 50th anniversary, is over 650 centers are there preaching the glories of the holy name. So every one of us are inducted in the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we must be educated and then preach. Aapni sikhaile sikhailo bhagavat dharma. We have to become example ourselves and then preach. Bhagavad Dharma is based on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, again, all right. Go ahead. My God brother Sachidananda Swami in Germany is a very front runner in propagating the efficacy of the holy name. He also conducts seminar, and we have taken this presentation from him. He also wrote this particular book called Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. Krishna's name are glorious because they are in tune with the qualities of Lord Krishna. There is no difference between the holy name and Lord Krishna. But we never heard this before. How is it that there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's holy name? Because we never see somebody's example or deserving his own name to be like that. Even though we receive our names from Lord Krishna and all our devatas, but we do not deserve. But yet there is process in every religion. The nomenclature has been given through the biblical, Islamic study or our Hinduistic aspect, you know, Vedic study. The names are qualitative. And they are anticipating that we should become in tune with the quality. At least we should imbibe the quality. But we fail. Anyway, next. So, the fourth generation prior to our predecessor Acharya is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's guru's father. And in the year 1896, he sent in English the book named Life and Precept of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in McGill University, Canada, in Montreal. Moreover, in British Museum in England, so many literatures in English coming from the Vaishnava, authentic aspect of Vaishnavism, for the first time. Otherwise they did not have. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was looking for understanding and propagating this efficacy of the holy name. Holy name is very efficient and deserving to do all the jobs that they are meant for. Alright? We'll explain that. But he was looking for an authentic preaching aspect, that there must be, out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, somebody must have written. And he was researching. He came to know that because Haridas Thakur was Namacharya, he was the professor of holy name. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded him that degree, that he knows the efficacy of the holy name. But he was coming from a Muslim family. He was uneducated, never went to school. But he depended upon for the entire life on the holy name. We were just estimating that what it constitutes to be 300,000 names of Krishna. Right? So if we take one round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which means 16 names in one mantra multiplied by 108, that, and 16 such rounds, right? So in 16 rounds, 108 names, 108 mantras are there, multiplied by 16, how many?
27,000.
Huh?
27,000 almost.
Right. So, it is estimated that he was chanting 192 rounds. If you take that, you finished your rounds in 7 minutes. So how many hours he was taking? 22 and a half. No. And he had to take bath. He had to eat. So many things. So he was hardly giving attention for himself, only 1.5 hours. But he was very powerful. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and surrendering to the holy name, he was surrendered to Lord Krishna, and people were envious of him. That how come he is so much celebrated? The Muslims were envious of him too. They beat him up in 22 marketplaces. Somebody gives a slap, we just faint. Haridas Thakur was personally commanded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak on the efficacy of the holy name. This was in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, two supreme personalities are there. One is in the form of Daru Brahman. Jagannath himself is in Daru Brahman form. Daru Brahman means wood. And the Lord is residing in that particular form made up of wood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also there. If you have darshan of Jagannath, guarantee for liberation is secured. But if you follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, guarantee for love of Godhead is secure. Liberation is not a big deal. Liberation is not a big deal. Yeah.
Coming from Greece.
So, Alright. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conferred the professorship to Thakur Haridas. There must be some written proof. So he was looking for especially the one who has full trust on the holy name. Where is that comparative literature? Many were, you know, completely written out for something else, which will not constitute the character of Haridas. People write on the holy name. But one who has totally reposed his faith and acclaimed by the authorities, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that literature should have a different effect. So he was not satisfied. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not satisfied. But in due course of time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur received a manuscript called Amnaya Sutra in Sanskrit. And it was written by a Ramanandi sadhu. But when he read, he became so much jubilant, and that was Haridas Thakur's teaching. So he translated, and it is in form of Sri Harinam Chintamani. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to print the Sanskrit also, but we are not getting that somehow or another. But this Harinam Chintamani can re-educate us and conform us into the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. More or less we are all chanting, is it not? We don't ask how many rounds you are chanting, but at least raise the hand that you are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All of it. Very good. That is the re-education is coming. So anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur systematically expressed this idea and wanted to listen from Haridas's mouth the efficacy of the holy name. Efficacy means efficiency. How holy name is efficient, that will act upon us. Chito darpana marjanam is the effect, but really it starts. But there is a system, there is a science behind it. So this is called efficacy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this particular Hariram Chintamani in order to give us the foundational guideline, and then on the higher study, when we have enough progress, then the internal aspect of the holy name will be revealed. Next. Srila Prabhupada is there, the sound should be there. Can you hear? Go back, start from the beginning. Right. You have to put this mic.
Put them together. Put them together and then the microphone. Here. No, is it there, is it? Why isn't it here?
It is turned off.
Yeah, it should be.
I didn't do nothing.
Careful. So where's the sound coming from? Where's the speaker?
Next.
Why aren't these working?
They are not connected properly.
Are they?
They are not connected.
Is it on or off? Check on the back.
Don't give the mic, it's all right.
Prabhupada speaks on that there are four stages of consciousness. One is called animal stage of consciousness, where anybody who does only four things, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that is considered animal consciousness because it is the same thing. Some a speculative stage, and they use their mind to think over and over again. That is the mental stage. The third is intellectual stage, and it requires reasoning. But the fourth is transcendental stage. If you see in our bodily configuration, senses are subtle to our gross body. Senses are subtle to our gross body. Mind is subtler than the senses, but intelligence is also much more subtler than the senses. But beyond the intelligence, subtler is the soul. Indriyani pararahu indriyabhya paramana manasastor para buddhi buddhistu sa eva para. So, an intellectual stage is required. But we measure intellectual stage on IQ. IQ means also ignorant quotient. It also means idiotic quotient. Because this is based only material information quotient. What you get measure your IQ is based on material consciousness. You go through the IQ test, Mensa is the institute that introduced this IQ. They give you so many questions, a mathematical question or a social question or geography or something, but it's all related to the creation, right? Now creation has been done in the three modes of material nature, and most predominant nature of the material information is ignorant, the tamogun. It's not raja or sattva gun even. What to speak of, you know, the intelligence is not being touched. Intelligence cannot be measured on the aspect of material ignorant quotient. So, the neuropsychologists, they were involved in adding something more to distinguish. That's an emotional quotient should be there. Emotional quotient means man is highly emotional, but so are the animals. You can't categorize that this animal has a high IQ because he has EQ. Now, then again, they have to deliberate and came up to spiritual quotient. That makes some sense. The spiritual quotient is the real measure of IQ. Why? Because it is transcendental to even intellectual stage. All right? It is not only based on logic and reasoning, but at the same time it is based on personal experience. You have to see the reality by involved in it. So it will transport you from the material platform to a spiritual platform. And it was the common word Srila Prabhupada utilized was sublime. Transcendental means sublime. Anybody knows sublime? What does it mean, sublime?
Process of purification.
Huh?
Process of purification.
No. Anybody is a chemist?
Extreme happiness. Extreme happiness.
Do you know sublimation?
Sublimation.
When the solid is transformed into gaseous stage without going through liquid. And from that solid state, the gaseous can become solid. So solid from gaseous to solid. It is going through without changing into the liquid state. So sublime means sublimation is a process. Okay? That transport you from the solid ground state to vaporize, and if nobody collects it, then you won't see it. It will disappear. Yeah, professor. Anyway, the transcendental state. Prabhupada brought this word sublime, you know, and except chemistry, you won't find it in the dictionary. Next. So anyone can take part in chanting without previous qualification and dance in ecstasy. Bhakta music. It can also dance. Next. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the animals dance in Jharkhand forest. Mm. right? Everyone can chant and dance in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. But Srila Prabhupada suggests, because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj taught him that chanting should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that immediate effect can be achieved. Otherwise, next. Chanting from the lips of non-devotees should be avoided, just as one would avoid milk touched by the lips of serpent, because it has poisonous effects. Prabhupada gives us the meaning of the Maha Mantra. We do not have to construe, use our intelligence, otherwise it constitutes an offense on the holy name. Hara is the form of addressing the supreme pleasure energy of the Lord, which is who? Ladini potency. Who is Ladini potency? Krishna's pleasure potency. Radharani, very good. Krishna means all attractive personality of Godhead, and Rama means the supreme pleasure. If you see Lord Ramachandra, he did not give supreme pleasure to anybody and everybody. He was very selective. Most of the people have, you know, experienced only separation from Ramachandra. Alright? Even Mother Sita, you know, she became an aid. So, separation will be there. In spiritual life, separation from the beloved in the matter of love of Godhead is the highest ecstatic expression of love. In spiritual life, the separation of the energetic from its energy is the highest expression of that divine love, because it is enacted by the Ladini potency. Ahlad means no miseries. It is the joy of the heart. So, Lord Krishna exhibited in completeness, can simultaneously fulfill the loving ecstasy in all different mellows with all these associates that appear. There is another energy which is Maya, the material energy. Material energy is not helping us to reach to Lord Krishna. But the Hara potency will allow us. Hara is Radharani. Maya is the shadow of Lord Krishna. So, when we address Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure, Rama, Hara is the impetus for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. You can't achieve the pleasure or love of Godhead without the help of Hara. And the characteristic of Radharani exemplifies this particular fact, that she would help anybody and everybody to reach to Krishna, those who want to serve Krishna. She will not become an obstacle in the path. Rather, she will help. because she has so much love that even Krishna cannot understand. Therefore, it becomes an internal reason for Krishna to appear, bringing his whole holy name for expression of this love of Godhead. He had three internal reasons. Krishna is thinking, what is in me that Radharani is so much attracted to me? I want to taste that attraction, that she always feels so happy in serving me. Second thing, that because she is so much loving, I want to taste that love too. And I want to get all the things from her. So there was only one way. Krishna is desiring to taste the love of Radharani. Unless and until he becomes a devotee of Radharani, he would not get. So therefore, he accepted the form of a devotee. Nobody knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in North India especially, that the Lord can become devotee of his own, nobody else's, but of his own. But a devotee form is the one which is developing the highest rating of the love of Godhead. So therefore, even the devatas want to taste that love of Godhead. So chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and understanding the meaning of this formula, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting us on the threshold of going back home, back to Godhead. Next time. Chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His eternal energy, Hara, to protect the conditioned soul. This chanting is exactly like a genuine cry of a child for its mother. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the grace of the Supreme Father, Hari or Krishna. And the Lord reveals Himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. This is a simple understanding, but it has to manifest gradually. First of all, that even though if we have inclination to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but then we find so many obstacles. It is difficult to concentrate on the holy. Rupa Goswami was then ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write the Rasa Tattva and progressive aspect of devotional service. How can we master the devotional process? Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a devotional process which involves Shravanam, Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam. Three things are involved. But that constitute an absolute process. It cannot be replaced. So, the one who receives the holy name through the bona fide spiritual master, they must treasure this holy name. They must treasure the mala. They must treasure the guru, and they must treasure the Ishtadeva, Lord Krishna. These are the real property, real assets that they will take. So it is important that we should become so much malleable, adaptable, so the progressive aspect of devotional service can manifest. When we see those who are chanting and finding some troublesome situation, because the mind is not, you know, cooperating, it wanders off and puts us into a rather confusion state. Even I'm chanting for 40 years, yet I'm getting confused. Then what good it is? It doesn't require the time. But what did you do to improve your chanting? The methodology is there. Because this is education. Receiving the holy name is just the beginning. Beginning is not a big deal, but progressing is a big deal. And one wants to progress, then he must have to take the guidance. So Rupa Goswami puts the guidance. Adau shraddha tato sadhu sangatha bhajana kriya atha anartha nivrutti syat tato nishtha ruchi asakti bhav and prem. If you want to reach to prema, then you have to gradually, one after another, become perfect. Generally, mind is the greatest enemy if we are unable to control. And we want to engage the mind in chanting, but the mind supersedes us. Minds want to think of Krishna rather than chanting. We want to jump right on the form of the Lord. Or we have an audacity, the mind has audacity to enter into the leela of the Lord while chanting, and we think we enjoy. We have to be very careful. Don't trust your wicked mind. If mind is not controlled, he is the worst of the enemy. Atmanyevaha atmano bandhu bandhureva ripuratmana. Uddharet atmanam 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 avasadayet. Atmanyevahi atmano bandhu bandhureva ripuratmana. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is warning that never trust this wicked mind. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj tells, what is he saying? You want to beat him up right away? He says, Dushta mana tu kisere Vaishnava. Dushta mana tu kisere Vaishnava. What do you think yourself? You think you are Vaishnava? No. Because so much wickedness is there. Now, just for our entertainment, if we start chanting and think of Krishna dancing with the gopis, watch out, Prabhus. Krishna is not cheap. You may be cheap, your mind will be cheap. Krishna is the most precious. Is our life and soul. How could we understand him so cheaply? It is said that in the beginning stage, when we are unable to chant properly, never mind. An abhasi chanting can give you liberation, but not love of Godhead. If you value Lord Krishna, and if you value the holy name, if you value the mala mantra and the guru, which are understood to be the most precious thing that you will be ever possessing, and they will be ever with you, even though nothing will accompany you, they will accompany you. This is the real treasure. And if we think that it's cheap, people, that's why they think when they get initiation, they say, ha ha, I made it. Now I can do any damn thing. Arre Baba, it is just the beginning. Let's grow. Let's become mature. Then let we spread the holy name. We need to experience the essentials. Abhasi name means even the way we are taking in misunderstanding or unintentional, it will give liberation, don't worry. But not love of God. Liberation is cheap. Love of Godhead is so much important and expensive. That we must be ready to pay the price. So, unless and until we have removed our anarthas, unwanted things, anartha nivritti, we must become so sincere simply to hear and chant. Hear and chant. Chant and you hear your vibrations. Only vibrations. That will purify our hearing. When the anarthas are removed and we are on the platform of nishtha, unshakable faith, we are liberated. So in a liberated state, when we chant, then we can think of the form. We can meditate on the form of the Lord. By serving the holy name and serving the form, we will be able to acquire divine qualities. So therefore, it will be befitting to think of Lord Krishna and his activities, which are called leelas, but unless and until we mature in nama, rupa, guna, leela will not manifest. The cardinal principle to think of Krishna Leela is that one can be given a guaranteed access in the Leela if from his heart the radaroga kam apanhoti is done. The lusty desires in our heart, as soon as we think of Radha Krishna Leela, the lusty desires from the heart must be removed. Then and then we are given access to understand Radha Krishna Leela. Otherwise not. So in this way, progression should be there. progressive aspect, we have to say. Next. So, these are some of the essentials that we have to be, we have to learn, and we have to be maturing in the vaidhi aspects, gradual stepwise aspect. Our ecstasies are what we call trivial ecstasies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasies are on pure goodness, sattvic. You like to jump up and down when you chant? Yes, everybody does. Why? Do you think it is sattvic? Mostly it is rajasic. But anyway, chant and dance, you will become, qualified at some stage. Because chanting itself is capable to purify us. So in this way, gradually we have to get into the art of chanting. The art of chanting. So I would like to take some questions. Liberation means getting free from the entanglement of the material world. Alright? That is called liberation. Love of Godhead. Actually, bhakti will start after liberation. Not before. Any other question? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, our predecessor Acharya, even before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, two generations before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave a very beautiful treatise on this nine stages of perfections. Gradual, starting from Shraddha, he wrote Madhurya Kadimbini and explains in detail that how we progress and what it brings and what kind of elation or our consciousness will be diving into. Actually, it is not like diving, but you are being overflooded by showers. Kadambini means the cloud. in love of Godhead, you know, our chanting process will make us chant Shuddha Naam that Krishna can hear. Right now our chanting is Abhas Naam, or what we call clouded name. We get some glimpse that there is something, but it is not purified. But keep on chanting, it will, the stage will come of the, because purifying is the holy name only. There is no other agency that purifies us except the holy name. So we can't give up, but how do we progress is more important. That will be a subject matter of another seminar. Yes, Madhuri Kadimbini, a very good seminar. Yes. Do we get more bhakti? Surely. Holy places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited, that is very favorable to make a progress in devotional service. Gaura amara jetha bastane karalo brahmana range shuddha bhakta charana renu bhajana anukul. We will do this in the seminar which is coming up. It is said that wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has gone to visit, we should visit those places. Because it is very favorable to our devotional service. You will get more and more and more and more. But God, don't get tired. Nice question.
You mentioned about the art of chanting. Art of chanting. Can you please tell us some key elements of those?
That will be a practical seminar when we sit down and chant together. Do we have time to chant one round? Then we have to concentrate on every aspect. Use your five senses attentively, then, you know, we will see where somebody is thinking, where or not. So we'll have some monitors supervising the chanting process. Somebody else had a question too. Prabhu? That Lord Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Shojati na Kankshati Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktin Labhate Param. A liberated person, you know, his symptoms are there, his activities are there, na Shojati. He does not lament when something has been lost. Na Kankshati, neither he aspires to get something if he doesn't have, right? And samat sarveshu bhuteshu, he is cultivating the vision to see everyone on equal platform, that Paramatma is sitting, the most common denominator, so he would only think of Paramatma in everyone's heart. He will ignore the bodily differentiation. Because your body is a residence of Paramatma. Your body is a residence of Paramatma. Why should I distinguish between two of you? Similarly, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshina. What are they going to look? They will be looking into only the common denominator, that is Paramatma. Soul is not the common denominator, because you are individual and you are individual. But Paramatma is the same individual residing in you and you also. You don't have different kinds of Paramatma. Right? So Krishna says, these are the same terms. Na shochati, na kaṅkṣati, and samat sarveshu bhuteshu. Only he is accessible to parabhakti. Madhbhaktim labhate param. It means up till now we are doing a parabhakti. Hamari bhakti kamjor hoti hai. Powerful hoti to. Kahin na kahin pahunch gaye hote. So that's why we have to learn the art of chanting, understanding, and then dedicating ourselves into. Any other question? Oh my God, that's good. This is not for our enjoyment. It is, chanting is the for Krishna's enjoyment. Chant in such a way that Krishna may be pleased. Why do you want to enjoy Krishna? Only enjoyer is Krishna. Don't take away enjoyment from him. He is not going to share with you otherwise. Eh? Is there anything written that you will enjoy if you chant? No. Even we do not think in that direction, yet our mind will tell an enjoyment. This material world is miserable. Even sometimes chanting puts us into awkward situation. Eh? Okay, those who are chanting on the beads, they have a different feeling than those who are chanting on the clicker. Is it not? Of course. No, chanting on the neem is very good, but when you get initiated, then you will be given tulsi bead. Means you have to take the shelter of a pure devotee called Tulsi Maharani and respect. You will have to care for your beads, can't hang and go away. Right? Anything else? Yeah. Yes, Naam begets Rupa. Naam and Rupa serving together begets Gunas. Three things, Naam, Rupa and Guna serving begets the Leela. It is the efficacy of the holy name that will reveal. Otherwise, where will you find the unity between the name and the possessor of the name? It is the potency of the holy name that brings about everything. We are ill-trained. Nobody taught us bhakti before. We know as agyat sukruti, not gyat sukruti. Generally, we are all coming from that platform that knowingly or unknowingly, we have done some meritorious activity towards bhakti. Otherwise, we will never come here together and take the process of chanting also. No other sukrutis can beget bhakti. Only bhaktyanmukhi sukruti will beget bhakti. If you feed the poor, that is some benevolent activity, all right? But it will not produce bhakti. That's why we differ. Where is the element of bhakti that they will do? Now, you see the situation in India. We conduct midday meal programs, feeding prasadam to millions of children. But we are forbidden to chant Hare Krishna or tell them to chant. Only some, very few, they may allow. Otherwise, government rule is that you can't. Right? Then, where is the children are not going to do the chanting. Even though unknowingly somebody chants, it is meritorious activity towards generating bhakti. Bhakti begets bhakti. The holy name begets holy name. There is no formula. Why? Because living entities eternally part and parcel of Lord Krishna. All right? And out of enviousness, he has separated. Out of enviousness. So where is the question of bhakti is to be ever emerging on its own accord? Sometimes in our families, we are exposed to elderlies who are doing, performing some bhakti, and as children, we might have helped them. That's okay. That is the surrounding and the influence of the mode of goodness that is happening. But at the same time, we start from whatever we did. A little sprout is also germination of the bhakti. So anybody who chanted Hare Krishna once even, Haridas Thakur is telling he should be considered a Vaishnava and never offend him, because his bhakti is already begun by the chanting. He may not chant afterwards, doesn't matter. Whatever the result is, even insignificant, but there cannot be destroyed. It is permanent asset. So we need to cultivate and accumulate more and more. This life is short. Don't think that after old age you will be able to do that. We have to accumulate more and more bhaktyanmukhi sakruti, so we will continue the progressive aspect. Krishna gives guarantee. Arjuna is asking the question, what happens to a person who has assumed this process and then leaves in the middle? Doesn't he get scattered away like a cloud? And Krishna says, no, never. Prapya punya kritam, they are given, because that accumulation of the piety towards bhakti will take him to another opportunity where he will be able to come up. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Logo Yoga Prashta Abhijayate. Yoga Prashta Abhijayate. Narad Muni is telling, Are Yoga Prashta, you are very lucky. Means, Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harir Bhajanna Apakva Patetato Yadi Patetato means he is falling. Kova Abhudra Abhushyati. What is inauspicious for him? Nothing. So why do we lament? We can't deride anybody who has made a mistake or knowingly committed sinful activity while performing devotional service. No. He may not progress, but whatever he has rendered is a permanent asset. But kovartho apto abhajatam sarada. If person is not a devotee, what kind of piety he is going to accumulate? Useless. So that is so much guaranteed and backing, so never be afraid. You are on the right path, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class and your association. Really appreciate you coming here. And I would like to say three times, big Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!